Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. You are tuned in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only. My name is Matt, and I'm here in Studio 2A with the Boogie Nazis. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Yes, happy 4th of July.
How about that rain?
So, again, thanks for being willing to come down to Studio 2A tonight. Want to start off with just some introductions. Let us know who you are, what you do in the band.
I'm Ryan. I play lead guitar.
I'm Bob. I play lead bass.
I'm Ray Bear, and I play rhythm and sometimes some leads. Not always rhythm. Yeah.
And I'm Phil, and I play lead drums.
Now, how long have the Boogie Nazis been together?
We've been together 4-5-ish years, something like that.
Yeah. Aren't you you're the only founding member, right?
Yeah, I guess you could say, yeah. I started
and then
the
band. Bob came in after that.
Yeah.
And then me and then Ray.
So, how long has this particular lineup been together?
This lineup, 2 years? 2.5 years? Yeah.
Ray used to play keyboards, but then Logan left the band. Are the guitarist, and now he plays rhythm.
Who?
Logan. Oh, sorry.
Do you know who
sorry.
He is?
Sorry. Yeah.
So, there aren't too many true surf bands, certainly in Tucson, but even around period, that are still making good surf music. So the question is, why did you guys decide that you wanted to choose that particular style?
Because surf music rules. That's why.
That's such a good reason.
It's as good a reason as any.
That's the only reason.
Vocals have no meaning to me. That's why. Lyrics.
Are there particular surf bands that you see as some of your biggest influences, or particular surf guitarists even?
Well, Dick Dale, obviously, and Man or Astro Man, and Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet, probably top three for me, at least. I don't know about the rest.
Geddy Lee is a huge bass influence. Victor Wooten. And I don't know anybody else.
Bob, you and I have the same influences. That's weird.
So weird. Aside from those ones, are there any non-surf influences that you're trying to bring to the band?
I don't know. People have compared us to, like, the Dead Kennedys, and I can see that because, I mean, it's punk and it's got a surf edge to it. I'd say that. And also there's, like, Skate Corpse has a big influence for me. That's not technically a surf band, but they do surf stuff also.
Now, I'm curious, for people who aren't in studio right now and can't actually see your setup, could you maybe explain to them how you get that surf tone, particularly on your guitar, Ryan? I mean, it's such an iconic sound, but I don't think people necessarily know how one gets that.
Well, I kind of just have, like, one of the cheapest Crate combo amp models for a speaker, and I have a Fender Reverb tank unit, whatever. That helps a lot for the reverb, which is the most important thing. And I guess any guitar with like single coil pickups helps a lot, like Fender Strats, but I'm not using that junk.
And I know that we've got a lot more music to get back to, but at some point, perhaps in the next break, we'll talk a little bit about your album as well. Just as a preview, if people like what they're listening to, is there a way that they can get your music either online or in stores?
We have all of our previously released stuff for free download off of collect.com, CLLCT.com. You can just go on there and search Boogie Nazis and look for 4 years and Still Swimming, and that's where you can download everything we have so far.
Excellent. So with that, we've got a lot more music lined up for you here, so I don't want to take up too much more of your time talking. We'll get back to a chat in a bit, but first, more songs from the Boogie Nazis. Thanks again for tuning in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only, and again, you're tuned in to the Boogie Nazis live. Enjoy. You tuned into 91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only. My name is Matt, and I am here live in Studio 2A with the Boogie Nazis. Thanks again for joining us.
No problem.
You guys?
Totally.
And as promised, I was hoping to talk a bit about your new album, or your latest album. So what is the title of the album?
We don't have a title for it. Kind of the working title is self-titled. As of now.
There you go.
But
and are the tracks that we're listening to tonight, are they on that album?
Yeah, all the songs are on that album that we're playing tonight in roughly the same order. Like, I think one or two might be in different order, but...
Kind of a big deal.
Yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And what format or formats are you releasing the album in?
Well, it'll be vinyl, glow in the dark, with a large 45 hole, 12 inch sized format.
Maybe.
Maybe.
We don't know.
So why did you choose to release it in vinyl?
Because...
It's cool.
Because it's a dead format. And CDs suck because they just suck.
Ryan's afraid of digitalized things.
Analog or die, man.
Mm-hmm. And where did you record the album?
We recorded it with our good friend Ruben Rodriguez at Hi-Five Studios.
How long was the recording process overall?
It took us a couple weeks, I guess. I mean, really it took like 4 days, but I mean, throughout the period of 2 weeks.
It was pretty quick.
It was pretty fast, yeah.
Were most of the songs fully formed by the time that you came into the studio, or did you work on some of them or while you were actually recording?
A lot of the songs we've had since the beginning, and some of them are new, but we had them pretty well practiced before we went in and recorded them.
And what is the writing process for the Boogie Nazis? Ryan, do you usually come in with the framework of a song, or do they come out of a collaborative process?
Well, for the most part, I come in with some riffs at practice, and then we kind of jam on them and kind of come up with a structure. And they're usually structured about the same for every song. But
it's a formula that works.
Yeah. Kind of, it's just the standard 1-2 part thing.
And as we mentioned before, the songs are available for download online at cllct.com. Are you planning on having a record release for the vinyl? Can you get that?
We don't have a set date for it yet because we don't have the records yet, and then we still have to make the covers. But should be out hopefully within the month. I mean, if you're interested, you can keep up on us on we're on Facebook. You can follow that, and it'll keep you updated for when you might be able to come snag a copy.
Are there any other upcoming shows that you have planned at this point?
For now, all we have planned is August 5th at a place called The Compound.
I don't think I'm gonna be there for that.
Or we might play that show.
Wait. We're about the 21st. We're not doing that.
I don't know. Just look
we
us
might
up
have
online
a show on the 21st,
and you'll know
maybe
where to find out.
Also at The Compound.
Yeah. So yeah. Again, go on to Facebook and look up the Boogie Nazis. You can check out details about their upcoming shows and ultimately about their album release. And also, if you like what you're listening to right now, you can download it as a podcast. That'll be available on KXCI's website. So go to kxci.org, click on the Locals Only tab, and then from there you'll see the link to the Boogie Nazis. So want to give you guys a chance to plug any other projects that you have right now, any shows that are coming up that you'd like to talk about.
Well, one of the reasons why the Boogie Nazis aren't playing as many shows is because I'm going to be out of town with my other band, Dr. Dinosaur. We'll be leaving on Tuesday. We'll be gone to the 21st, and we're going to have a new CD coming out. By the time we get back into town, we'll have our new CD, Year of the Dubs, out, and that's pretty much what's taken up most of my July. And then I've got a solo tour coming up after that with Woolly Mammoth. That's pretty much my summer. That's about it for me. I don't know about these goons, but
school. Doing school right now. Ryan's leaving, so actually the band is going to be breaking up, so because Ryan's moving away.
That's false. We're not breaking up. We're supposed to be on hiatus.
Okay. Sorry.
We're touring two
Ryan's ruining it, though, so we'll just leave it at that.
So that adds a sense of urgency. You've got just one more summer to enjoy the Boogie Nazis before the hiatus, so make sure you get out to those shows that are posted on Facebook. And with that, we'll get back to some more music. Stay tuned into KXCI at 10 o'clock. We'll turn it over to The Hub and Bob Girth. But we've got more Boogie Nazis first. So thanks again for tuning in.